This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Mark your calendars, everybody. Monday, August 1st, the second season of Industry making its way to HBO. It's set in a fictional investment bank in London, but it's branching out a little bit. And I got to say, the Bloomberg Terminal featured in a big way.
I'm pretty excited about it. I really enjoyed season one. Looking forward to season two. And excited to speak to Mickey Downe and Conrad Kay. They're the writers, co-creators, and executive producers of HBO's drama series Industry. They join us this evening on the phone from the UK. Guys, how are you?
We're great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Very well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, Conrad, I want to start with you and just give us an idea of where season two picks up here, because it's been quite a bit of time since the 2020 debut.
It is. I mean, we had a pretty natural hiatus from a storytelling point of view, because obviously there was a 2-year gap between the end of the first season and when it's airing season two. And it gave us quite a big creative decision, because obviously the biggest thing that's ever happened to workplaces in the last, 100 years happened. And we had this big issue thinking, God, does anybody actually want to watch a TV show that features COVID? But what we decided to do was sort of jump the characters forward, start them in a psychologically quite different place to where we saw them at the end of season one, and make sure that COVID was sort of texturally in the story and quite kind of do it with a light touch, but also, make sure that had a psychological impact on all the characters, but make sure it didn't drive the plot too much, because we didn't think anybody wanted to be plunged back into that kind of, working from home world.
Right. Well, what we love about this is you guys were British bankers. You understand this world. And it's really fun to read kind of blogs on it, because people who are in the industry are like, man, they get it right. Like, you really do get kind of the feel, the culture, if you will. So, Mickey, come on in on this. I feel like every day there's so much fodder for you guys to pull from reality when it comes to what's going on in the financial world. How do you think about the evolution of the series and the topics that you want to cover?
It's really funny, because we had some really good consultants in the first season, and obviously me and Conrad used to work in finance, but we're 10 years out of the game now, so it was really helpful to have some people who were on the ground. And in season two, we had some really, really good consultants. We had a sort of secret consultant who's a pretty high profile guy in the industry. Who would not want me to name him. but he was really, really good at giving us some sort of ear to the ground stuff. And it was really odd, because all the things that we came up with in this season, it seemed to have come true. I mean, there were some very esoteric things we touched on this season. The idea of CRMS, and there's the idea of telehealth, and obviously the response to the COVID pandemic and all that stuff. It feels like it was quite nice to be able to try and predict stuff and see what actually happened. And, obviously it's a pretty tumultuous time in financial markets at the moment, which is always great for good drama.
Hey, Mickey, I'm wondering how, from a writing perspective, you bring people up to speed on what, not that they missed in season one, but since so much time has passed between the two seasons, how you remind people of what actually happened. Are we going to see some sort of previously on, or how do you handle that as a writer?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and especially since, because of the COVID pandemic, there has basically been 2 years in between the seasons. I think the first episode of the second season is a little bit of a balancing act, because you obviously want to throw people into the deep end and, not have too much throat clearing and too much reminders of what happened in season one. But obviously, especially given the time gap between the two seasons, you don't want people to be lost either. I think practically there probably will be a sort of season recap, but there are a few little sort of nods to the first season and reminders. But I think it's even if you haven't seen the first season, I think this season sort of stands up, and we throw the characters back in, and then the inciting incident of Harper coming back into work after a year of isolation is a pretty relatable one, and I feel like that's the sort of
right.
All
right. I got to ask you, there's a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the series. And Conrad, come on in, or let's start with you, Conrad. I mean, keep it clean. It's a family audience. But I mean, is that the reality of what you guys saw when it came to the financial world?
Well, look, I mean, the answer we always give to that question is it's obviously slightly sensationalized. When people always say, oh, is this based on your sort of biography or your lived reality of working in these places? we obviously, I mean, you know, it's not a documentary. We're making a TV show, so we obviously sensationalize things and lean into certain things. And me and Mickey, because we're a creative partnership, I think we're very, we're kind of a bit braver in some of how bold we are, because we road test stuff with each other. We try and push each other, and we always, for some reason, maybe it's because we're demented, we always land in quite perverse places. But no, I mean, I think. Look, we love. I mean, just to talk about the sex scenes. I mean, I know you have a family audience, but like, we're very proud of. People are always like, oh, is it gratuitous? Is it objectifying? And like, we actually think in season two, there's actually more sex, but weirdly, it's more character based. We feel like we're telling more story, and it was the dialogue we were having between the actors, the intimacy coordinators, the producers. It was a very much a kind of a concerted effort to make those things really feel like they were earning their place in the show. And the one thing I will say, for the people put off by the sex and the drugs in season one, and obviously you have a more financially skewed audience, me and Mickey are incredibly proud of the finance story that anchored season two in a way that we never really dug up into the real weeds of that stuff in season one. I mean, we feel in season two, we've actually rendered it even more authentically.
Well, Mickey, come on in and finish up with us, if you could, because I do love that you guys get into hedge funds and the private wealth management division. We talk about it here. I mean, people in our world are getting richer and richer, and they just need more and more advisors in private wealth divisions to manage it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's the picture of private wealth management is, I'd say, pretty sensationalized. I mean, I actually did an internship in private wealth management. That was my first ever job out of university, and this is just a little bit of a piece of revenge against them, I think, for not giving me a job at the end of it.
I like it. Some real honesty there.
There are personal aspects that make their way into it.
So, guys, no banking after this? You're completely done with banking? Does it make you want to get back into it, give it another shot?
Banking is done with us. I think banking made its mind up when they fired Conrad and they pushed me very, very keenly towards the door.
Conrad?
Well, yeah, but it is funny actually writing about it, me and Mickey have this awful term for it where we're not in finance anymore, but because we're writing about it, we're kind of finance adjacent. And you realize just how many incredibly unique and strange and idiosyncratic characters are in that world. And it's, I don't know, we have an incredible, looking back on it with 10 years hindsight, we have incredible amount of affection for that world and all the people who work in it.
Well, looking forward to seeing these stories lay out. As we said, August 1st, second season of Industry making its way to HBO. Mickey Down, Conrad Kay, Rotors co-creators, executive producers of Industry, joining us on the phone from UK.
I can't wait. I love the show.